All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how you doing? Hopefully that is loud in Nick's ear. I don't know, but I hope so, because Nicholas put on a bender last night in the big city as he was frolicking at the barbecue cook-off. Barry's here. I'm here. We're refreshed. We're ready to go.
Indeed. I passed when I got here today super early. And
yeah, you were right on time.
I passed Trey in the parking lot. He was leaving. He goes, "Look, man, I got a pass to the rodeo." I was like, "Is that your first credential ever?" He's like, "Yep." I'm like, "Don't embarrass us, Trey. Please don't do anything stupid," which I know is just not going to happen. But good for him. He's moving up in the world.
So wait,
it's about time.
Was it a press pass?
He's getting some respect around here.
Was it barbecue cook-off passes, or was it a press pass for the rodeo?
I don't know. It was just, he just said it. I didn't look. I didn't go. Let me see it. I didn't inspect it. I just took his word for it. Whatever. Good for him.
Because he's going to go to town if he gets in one of those tents.
Oh.
Do they have chicken fingers? That's the barbecue cook-off.
It's going to look like he bathed in barbecue sauce.
Oh, you wrecked me. These chicken fingers with barbecue sauce are so Western.
Yeah, he's going to go off. So I saw you last night tweeting.
Yeah.
Had a mom and daughter combo.
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Props to you, my friend.
Well, a lot of people misinterpret it as me, like, knowing them or were with them. I wasn't with them. I just saw them.
Did they recognize you and be like, "Oh, my God, are you Nick Sciarra from The Usual Suspects, wildly popular show?"
I did run into a listener, but no one recognized me.
The best sports talk radio show on FM at 1 o'clock that's above 96 on the dial. No?
No, not one person.
So no one recognized you?
Nope, not one person.
Do you ever do that where you think someone recognizes you? You're like, I think this person knows who I am. I was at McDonald's. I was like, this person, I think they
might be guilty of that.
I was like, they definitely know who I am.
Joel does that for sure.
Yeah, I do not. He's but I do not.
He's totally do you know who I am guy. But this guy was like walking towards me. I was like, yep. This is the problem with being so famous. And he comes walking up and I was like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He goes, "What's up? Excuse me. I need to get a straw behind me." I was like, all right.
He's like, "What's up, Barry Warner? How you doing, man?"
Yeah. Oh, we're going to fight today, Nick.
Or Barry M. Barry M., you are so talented, my man. I love to follow
you. Oh, God, I hate you so much.
Barry Maminac. You have skill.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I thought it was referring to the David Barron.
No. So there was an email that went out when I did the video on Fergie for Sports Map. Robin sent out an email and was like, "Guys, check out this email this video that Barry M did." I'm like, "Well, who the hell is that?"
And here's the
kicker,
Nick.
Shouldn't even know my name.
5 minutes earlier, in the hallway with the studio door open as we were setting up, she's like, "Hey, I need to get you on this schedule with everybody else because we're doing these videos. I've been talking to people about it, so I'm going to put you on an email. I'm about to send it." And Barry's like, "Okay, cool." And she says, "Barry M." And I'm going, "Wow, that didn't take long."
That's awesome. I hope she calls you Barry M forever.
Well, it wasn't as bad as yesterday when Beth walked by and looks at Joel and goes, "Hey, Barry, what's up?"
And keeps and I just, yeah, and I just turned to Barry and I go, "She just called me you."
Yeah. It was the best compliment he'll get all week.
I was going to say, God, talk about a kick in the nuts on the way out.
So did you have fun last night? How much did you eat?
A lot, because I got passes to 2 tents.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were just tent hopping. You were just
hopping. I initially got passes from my buddy, and I thanked them on the Dell and Raheel show, but Joseph and Fernando, I can't thank them enough because I would have not gotten those.
Wait. You went on the Dell and Raheel show
asked me to come
and
on.
Told your story?
Say,
yeah. Did you ask AJ if you could do that?
So you cheated on us, basically.
I did.
First, you're bopping all night, tent hopping from tent, like a tent hoe.
Dell and Raheel,
then you
one
go
of
on
us.
Another show?
They're one of us. They're just show right before
they're
us.
They're not one of us.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Okay.
No, sir. Oh, if you have a juicy story to tell, you save it. Look, they put their own producer on trial because he gave us an idea. And you say they're one of us?
Okay. No, Barry,
they
you know
roasted
what you do?
Tyler.
On the contrary, I'm not going to agree with you there. I'm going to somewhat agree with you. What you do is you go on the Dell and Raheel show and go, yeah, man, it was off the chain, and I had some great times. If you want to hear the full story, go on the Usual Suspects
why didn't you
today,
do that?
And you will hear it all.
I kind of did that when with the Vegas story. Like, I only told some of the details on this show.
Right.
And then I went on the Blitz and gave all the details.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that.
So that's twice.
Yeah.
Tease them to please our listeners.
You're just a hoe. Like, is there something about our show you don't like,
no.
Nick?
I'm going to tell Raheel no?
So you're going to take all the good stories. The stories that I tell on this show, I wouldn't go and tell on another show first. I save all the good stuff for you guys and for our listeners.
Y'all get plenty of good stuff. Y'all make fun of me a lot
on
this
Raheel,
show.
Tell Raheel yes, that's but that then guy. Don't tell him everything.
I'm with Joel. Yes. You should have said, oh, man, it was crazy. You should listen between 1 and 4, and I'll tell you all about it, and then walk out.
That would have been messed up. They asked me to come in. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Just to mess with them.
Yeah.
But
it was fun. I tried to get you two to go, but y'all didn't
want
to come.
I'm an old man.
I didn't want to.
I'm an old man. I didn't want to. I'm not going to lie like him. I did not want to go.
Oh, I love the cook. I told Nick several times. I love the
He kept telling
the
me about the Patron tent. I really wish I could have gotten into that, but
so you.
I may work on that for you up. For Saturday. Easy now.
So what tents were you in again?
Beefmasters.
Okay.
Was the first one.
It sounds like it was all dudes.
No, there were some females. There were some females that looked like dudes.
All right.
Oh, really? But there were some good-looking females
as well. What is Beefmasters?
I guess it's a cooking team because it's not a restaurant. They don't have a location. But, they had some steak. They had some mashed potatoes. I called it green peas. But it's green beans that they served that I did not like. Other
mashed
than that.
Mashed potatoes for barbecue? Is that the thing? I thought it was baked potatoes with barbecue.
I mean, it's probably easier to just whip it up and not have to bake the potatoes.
There you go.
You know, that could be why.
And they had good food at the Miller Lite tent as well.
So you were in the Miller Lite tent. Now, which one did you spend more time in?
Probably Beefmasters because we eventually went back to Beefmasters.
That's where all the hoes were?
Yeah.
He played it right.
I guess.
Okay. I saw you took a picture with a mom and daughter.
It's not. See, that's the confusion. That's the confusion.
They're sisters, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're twins.
Well, you should have told one she looked a lot older than the other.
Yeah.
They're
probably listening
not
to the
a kind
program.
Man, Mr. F.
I didn't say which one, so both of them are like, yeah, he's talking about the other one.
Oh, God. That's what Dell did on the show, and I was just like, whatever.
Well,
let's
nobody,
just move
they
on.
Weren't listening then. Trust me. Nobody does.
But yeah.
So you did the mom and daughter tweet, and I thought,
that's what everybody thought. Everybody thought that I was with them. No. Actually, I took a couple of my friends, smoked cigarettes, and sometimes I can handle secondhand smoke, and sometimes I can't.
Okay.
Okay, so when they went out to smoke this time, I decided to kind of walk around and look at some of the other tents. And the only reason why I knew that they were mom and daughter is because...
Real quick, it just sounded like you said something else.
Look at the other tents. Tents. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Tents.
just pointing that out.
But yeah, and the only reason why I knew they were mom and daughter is because I could hear her introducing her mom to someone else. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they were like standing right next to me.
So how did the picture with the twins come about?
Well,
was this you just macking? Oh, they're friends
I've
of yours.
I've known them forever.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've known Emily and Amy forever.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you. Just that clarifies everything. Sorry, Emily and Amy. I didn't know he knew you.
Sorry. Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
I wouldn't have messed with you guys if I'd have known you
it's
knew.
It's all good.
I mean, I still would have, but whatever. Yeah.
But it was fun.
Well, good, man. I'm glad you had fun. And you ate a lot. Did you get drunk after Uber?
You know how they have those cheat sheets like on the boards to tell you what your number 10 is?
Yep.
That was a struggle to get from Beefmasters after I've, you know.
Being drunk?
And trying to locate the Miller Lite tent. That was a struggle.
Really?
Yeah, but Fernando eventually got us there.
Barry, have you ever done cook-off?
I told you guys yesterday I did a set
besides
at one of the
set,
tents.
But you have just to like, in your
I'm
leisure
sure
time?
I have. It's just not my thing. Like, I hate people. I hate crowds.
Okay.
So I rarely go to concerts. I rarely go to any place where there's a crowd. That's why I really don't even like going to ball games as a fan. I'll go as media because I can walk in the side door. I can go to the media box. I can sit there. I don't have to be amongst the throngs of people that are rude or whatever.
You don't have to drop you. Do you know who I am? A couple times.
Well, okay. But no,
the only reason I'm saying that is Nick actually played that whole thing last night
absolutely to perfection.
How's that?
You get there early enough and you just pick one of the tents, especially if you can delineate who has the best food. But you get there to get your base and you get the food. Then you play the rest of the tents that night based on how it looks inside and how it's going. If you got a party going on, good music, drinks are really good, top shelf alcohol, you know, there's refresher food, stay there. Then go and kind of do a scouting report on each of the other tents you have passes for. And then about 9 o'clock, you go back to the one that you knew was the best. And then you play it accordingly from there. If it's still good, stay. If not, you make a move to another one. And you can, boy, I'll tell you what.
So you're bopping. You're like a, you know what a bopper is?
Yeah.
You guys but know I mean, that's, is? I mean, you have the pretty good hookup to have multiple passes to multiple tents.
Yeah.
You did?
No, I mean, I honestly, the Miller Lite one just worked out when I got there. I got a text. Like,
which
hey,
one was bigger?
The Miller Lite. The Miller Lite one. No Miller Lite's a really big one.
Okay.
Yeah, because you get the locally owned and operated, and then you get the more corporate.
Right.
The more corporate, food's going to be more corporate.
And a lot of them charge suffers. You to get in, right? Like, you have to pay.
No, you got
to
have passes. You get charged to get on the grounds, and then each individual tent, it's all pass.
Well, because
pass
when I
access.
Did the set, I feel like there was somebody at the front taking money to get in.
No, they're
like
taking,
if you walked
they're taking
by,
invites, but they don't take money.
It's funny because we're talking about that. There was a female that was telling my friend that all she had to do was pay $15, and he didn't believe her at all. He was like, $15? I've never heard that. You have to have passes to get in the tent. I was like, maybe she's a hot female and, you know,
yeah,
they let her go. I don't know. But well, I always thought like
$15 are a handy. You're in.
Well, that's anybody? The other thing.
Because I can see a bouncer letting a hot chick. You know, you can't see a bouncer letting a hot chick
totally.
Or pay.
To make the.
But I thought exactly like Joel. I was like, there's no way. You have to have the passes.
Secondary market may be possible because, look, on the news last night, pass. One of the people from like Lone Star Beer didn't lock their truck and parked it outside the tent to do some work yesterday before it opened up. And oh, by the way, when she came back, 250 passes to like 6 different tents,
oh,
gone.
Boy.
And they found them on eBay within an hour, and they were already being sold.
Doubly. El Jefe wants to know, does the Trey rule apply to Nick? Since he was on another show, he can't be on air with y'all anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, it does. Cut your mic off. You're done.
Negative.
You shut it up.
Welcome to the Barry and Joel Show, the usual suspects only times two. Nick will be a quiet participant today, but you don't have to be stifled by that. You can participate by calling 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line, call or text that number, or hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We'll be back with more of the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm a big sports fan, like baseball, like all my Houston sports teams. Astros, Rockets, Texans, right? Being a comedian, I get to travel around, get to go to other cities. Get to find out what other people think of my favorite sports teams. I don't even ask. They just yell stuff out, right? Go to St. Louis a lot. I've noticed about St. Louis. They're insane about their baseball. I don't think it's going to come up, right? I'm being introduced to the comedy club. This is what happens. Guy introducing me. All right, folks. This next comedian is from Houston, Texas. The whole crowd, boo! Astros stink! I'm like, Astros stink. Hey, everybody. I don't know if you know this, but I don't play for the Astros. I mean, sure, I know I look like a ball player. I did take steroids. I just forgot to work out. I think the Astros stink now. Imagine if I did play for them. Now batting, Bob Biggerstaff. Holy crap. I thought this might happen. Hold my hot dog. Hope this guy pitches underhand.
Hey, Bob Biggerstaff is our comedian of the day on an F yeah or F you Friday, depending on how you hear. Barry and I are here. Nick is muted.
And does not have a Twitter account for the next 24 hours.
But we
are participating as usual. And as part of it, you know that part of the F in F, yeah, is funny.
Yep.
And so not only is Bob Biggerstaff, who is a local, as you heard.
Correct.
And is very funny.
Correct.
Is going to be in studio with us at 2:30.
Yeah. He was on Last Comic Standing. He's done a couple of big things, but he had a podcast, so he works the improv a lot, because you said you'd seen him at the improv quite a bit, right?
Yeah, opening up for several people.
So he's going to be joining us at 2:30, and we'll get more into that with him, because usually I'll give you background,
right.
but if they're going to join us, it doesn't make sense until then to...
You like to fluff them while they're in here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
tickle them a little bit.
It might get me some work.
Yeah, touch them.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you gotta take a picture with them.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that.
And so, then at 1:30, your best friend's in.
Charlie Palillo joins us at 1:30. That's correct. And I believe Lance Zierlein is going to join us at 3:30.
Oh, Dr. Hook is going to be in.
Yeah, so we've got quite the busy show today. I did want to make a comment yesterday because I went to Current Cuts to get my hair cut. Yeah, Jason and Kirk Hunt's over here at Nine Innovations, the gym. And it's funny because when I got there, he was like, hey, he said something about like, oh, what's up, White Berry? And I was like, oh, do you have a lot of berries? He goes, actually, no. There's not a lot of berries that come in. Because usually he said that's how we do it. He's like, you know, we'll usually designate. And he goes, by the way, how's Fat Craig? And I was like, what? And so we know a dude, Craig, and he's big. And he goes, you know what's sad about that is we don't know any other Craigs, but we still call him Fat Craig. And I was like, yeah, why do y'all do that? And he's like, I don't know. We just like, well, you know, black folks, everyone gets a nickname about how they look, and it's usually not nice no matter what. But it's kind of a term of endearment. Like, if you just called him Craig, then Craig wouldn't be in. He would be out. So just the fact that he's got a nickname. But I'm like, do you have a lot of berries that come in? He goes, no, you're just White Berry because you're Berry and you're white. So that's just how I remember you. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, we got like 9 Mikes. So I've got White Mike, Black Mike, Asian Mike, Big Mike, Fat Mike, Skinny Mike. So I get it. But I just thought that was kind of funny that one guy, one Craig, and he's still got to be Fat Craig. That's not nice.
No.
But
that's just, again, that goes back to our locker room conversations as well, where it's never going to be politically correct when you're in the locker room or with your boys.
Yep.
And you're doing things like giving out nicknames or talking mess. That's just part of the deal.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it goes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So pretty packed show today between Lance, Charlie, Bob Biggerstaff, and the fact that it's only two of us. So we'll have to just keep rolling along and try and make sense of it all.
Astros started spring training games today. Max Stassi already hit a home run. Mm-hmm. That is your starting catcher. I'm just kidding.
Are you fired up? I mean, I'm just happy they're finally playing.
So pumped.
You're gonna do fantasy baseball again?
Yeah, every year. Why wouldn't I?
You're gonna lose again?
I'm not playing this year.
That's a smart move on your
part. Absolutely.
Now I'm not going to be commissioner of a league like I did last year. That was too much
work.
You're
a commissioner of multiple leagues, weren't you? Not just baseball.
Dude, he gets paid in every league. He's the commissioner, so he sets it up and he just takes your money.
That's not true. I just happen to be really good at fantasy baseball.
And I was going to say, keep it to baseball, Chief. Because the champ over here, he just sits there and... yeah. The champ over here is a football guy.
Oh, you won both leagues?
I won one of those leagues and every other league I was in. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
So technically, you won the championship, then you got dethroned by the other league that you lost in.
Yeah.
No.
Because guess how many camel races I've lost.
I won one more than you guys won.
I guess how many camel races I've lost. None.
Did you get a check?
It doesn't matter. I've got the proof that I'm a champion, and that's all that matters. I'm number one in my heart. That's all I care about. By the way, the Astros tied 2-2.
Who is that pitching?
I don't know. I can't tell. These glasses suck so bad, by the way.
I've had
a headache for 2 days. Is there anybody...
Turn your bifocals on.
Is there anybody in particular you really want to see in the spring? Because I don't really...
I just want to see Garrett Cole. And as the spring progresses, I want to see him simply because I think he's going to be even better when he gets to work with Brent Strom.
Okay. That makes sense.
So I'd like to see him. Interesting to see how the new additions to the bullpen... fit in, and really Smith, simply because I think he could be
a dark horse to be your closer by the end of the year.
Right.
So interesting to see those.
My big thing, I want to see Kyle Tucker. I want to see him. I want to see how he handles big league pitching. I want to see what he's about. I want to see if he's actually a player that we could see up. I think you might see him in September. Definitely see him next year. But I just want that's the guy. That's what spring is for me. It's not to see veterans that I've watched play baseball necessarily, but I want to see the young guys. Too bad we can't see Forrest Whitley. But I want to see the young guys come up and see how they do and see what the future holds, so to speak.
Nick, what are you looking for?
Nothing.
That's what I figured.
Absolutely
right.
Nothing.
I thought we muted you for that. Okay. So yeah. But I mean, look, at least baseball started. So that's a good sign that we'll have more to talk about as we continue to progress through spring training. And again, I did see the hats this morning, and El Jefe was right. They did the Douglas High School hats with the new Era logo on the side. So all teams are wearing them today, and they are official. And they've been logo.
Well, when I got here, I saw AJ Hinch doing an interview from the dugout, and he had it on. So I was like, oh, that's badass.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Brandon Hannon sent us a picture. Says night one of the Houston Rodeo cook-off. He is face down in the parking lot. And I'm not going to lie, his left foot looks like Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. I don't think that was him, though. I think that was just somebody else.
Well, whoever it was doesn't look like they're going to walk home even if they want to.
And Trevor Tilly texted and said, what's the name of the pre-made meal company helping with the weight loss challenge? Healthy Gourmet. HealthyGourmet.com. Use code ESPN975 and check out. Save 10%. There you go.
Wow. Look at you getting that in there.
Boom.
Speaking of getting that in there, Charlie Pulillo is going to be next, and we're going to get him in here for a half hour so he can be a person of interest like he always does. Mondays and Fridays, he joins us 1:30 to 2. We'll have that for us and, of course, for you. We'll be back with more. It's ESPN975.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, half hour into hour number one of the three-hour extravaganza. As we do Mondays and Fridays and was previously billed in the last segment, Charlie Pulillo joins us now, 1:30 to 2, as he bookends our week with little brief drive-bys as he gives us knowledge and insight and... Background information on the life of Pulillo.
We shoot the breeze.
That too.
Say.
Charlie, you a big barbecue cook-off guy?
I love eating it.
But have you ever been to the cook-off?
Yes.
I love it. I've always been a fan of it. If you get in the right tent, it's...
Well, the point is you eat barbecue, and if you choose to drink, so what's not to love?
Right. Okay.
I mean, if you're a big pita fan, what more for us?
In part why my wife doesn't partake. Nick had a good time last night. So I was just asking that. And then secondly, Barry and I were kicking around the Astros a little bit.
Well, Nick's quite the bon vivant this week. Two-stepping the other night or last weekend, whenever that was.
The what? The bon vivant.
Bon vivant.
What the hell is that? Look, I can't.
Good living. Man about town.
Okay. I can't. I don't have time. I'm not that fast with Googling the dictionary words. You can't do that.
Spell that for me.
I'm a simple man, Charlie.
So you can Google it. Spell it.
B-O-N.
Hey, Google, what's the definition of bon vivant?
Laissez-les bon temps relais.
Barry Warner.
Oh. That resonates, right? Bon means good. It's French.
Okay.
And vivant means living.
Oh. Look at that. We've learned something today.
I heard they had a Friday special with soup and a sandwich for like $9.95.
At Bon Vivant?
Yeah. What's they used to have there's a couple restaurants.
Au Bon Pain.
That too.
To the good bread.
There you go. See?
All right. This is getting out of hand.
So what do you... Spring training finally here. What are you looking to... What are you going to keep your eye on? Because obviously the games don't matter, though people, because you won the World Series, are a little bit over the top, dialed into this team already just because there's baseball today. But Barry and I were talking about what we want to see, and he wants to see Kyle Tucker, and I'd like to see Smith as well as Garrett Cole and the new guys and see what they got. I really think that Brent Strom's going to do some things for Garrett Cole. What's on your list?
I think if you are the Astros or an Astros fan, the goal is a delightfully boring month. No news is bad news. No, no news is good news.
Like what?
Because the only news that could really emerge this spring is a major injury.
Yeah.
Or a drug suspension.
Like Mariznick out here just making diving catches. Dive in spring training.
That was the first play
There's
of the game,
There's no reason to dive in spring training.
That was like in the first inning, and it could have been a routine fly ball, and instead Mariznick's going diving.
Unless...
A guy returning from a broken hand, torn thumbling.
Unless you're a rookie... Or you're on the cusp of making the team. You're iffy. Then dive. Otherwise, I don't want to see Altuve leave his feet. I don't want to see Correa leave his feet. None of those guys should be diving.
Well, you're in good shape today.
Yeah,
I'm a little curious. The World Series champions not exactly packing them in for the spring training opener. But everyone down there is retired. It's not like they have jobs to go to today, right? The weather looks beautiful. Yeah. They're taking all tight shots because the crowd is not much of a crowd. And I doubt word gets around, but it's your home spring training opener. Even if it's just for one at bat or something. There's no Altuve. There's no Springer. There's no Correa.
Yeah.
There's no Reddick.
The Rockets called and said, let you guys borrow our crowd for tonight. And we're gonna get you the packed house that you're looking for.
Unless it was blue t-shirt giveaway day and they're blending in very, very well. Look at all the cutaways. They're never showing a wide shot of the crowd because this,
or it was Halloween and everybody dressed up as empty seats.
And they're playing the team they share the facility with. So why would you build a 7,000 seat spring training facility if the two teams who share the facility, one was a playoff team, the other won the whole damn thing, and between the two of them for spring training opening day, is that a thing? The place is half full.
I mean, if you live down there, I don't know.
Maybe you're just optimistic about how big of a draw you are.
Huh? Cockeyedly so, evidently. Cockeyed optimism.
Yes, I agree.
Unfamiliar with the expression?
I know.
No, I
He wanted to make a dad
joke. Perplexed.
He wanted to squeeze in a dad.
No, and I did not.
You wanted to, but you didn't. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
You showed good self-control there. I am excited about this. Now, I'm also excited about the Rockets getting started again. Anything in particular you're looking for from this team down the stretch, Charlie?
Winning. Lots and lots of winning. Golden State fired the first flare last night, putting 134 on the Clippers. Curry hit 8 out of 11 threes. I would think they start smelling the finish. 6 weeks to go, refreshed from the All-Star break.
Golden
State.
So if they're going to step on the gas now,
I don't think they're going to leave the Rockets in the dust. But the Rockets need only 15-10 to break the franchise record for wins. So unless Harden ups and retires in the next 2 weeks, but can they go 20-5? Can they go 21-4? If it's going to take 64-65 wins, which maybe it will. So I think that's a compelling race because if this were horse racing, it's a match race. They're the only two horses on the track.
Yeah.
But then there's the entirely separate, very interesting race. San Antonio 3 down through Utah at 10, separated by only 4.5 games. This whole Kawhi thing is weird.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs could free fall to the lottery.
Right.
For real. But nearer term, going to what you're talking about, the Rockets win tonight, they should. If the Rockets win Sunday night in Denver,
tough.
Dicey, but they should. That's a 12-game winning streak. Utah plays Portland tonight at Utah, plays Dallas tomorrow night at Utah. Could be Rockets 12-game winning streak, Jazz 13-game winning streak. Must see TV Monday night
now,
for Houston as a regular season game goes in February.
So are you suggesting...
Joel, you and me and at least 10 or 20 others will be watching.
Are you suggesting that the Warriors are doing this year's version of the Spurs where they're just kind of... They've been coasting and not really caring about the regular season as long as they get in the top three or four and get a good seed?
I think they want number one.
Then turn it on in the playoffs.
I doubt they feel it's essential that, oh, geez, how can we possibly beat the Rockets if we don't have home court against them? And they are 45 and 14, whatever it is. So these things are relative. You know, their struggles, everyone else in the Rockets would say, oh, if we could only struggle like that. But after three all the way through runs, two of them championships, now their playoffs weren't terribly arduous. They went 15-1 last year, so it's not like they should have just been completely exhausted. But I would think it's a challenge over the 6 months when you know the only 2 months that matter start in mid-April. They're going to win a bunch of games because they're so great.
They flipped the switch last night. They decided after the All-Star break, you could see it. Like, hey, you know, everybody can say whatever they wanted to say, but we know what we got here, and it's about time that we flip the switch and get ready to prime ourselves for a playoff run. And I just felt like last night was the first night that you could really see the continuity again. You could see the ball movement. You could see the defense when they really wanted to suffocate a team. Granted, it was the Clippers, but I think this is where they flipped
playing
the switch.
Well, since the Blake trade, and they're in the playoff race, so they're not just playing it out.
And I think to see what I want to see from the Rockets, I think I want to see Joe Johnson and I want to see Brandon Wright. Because, one, the people that I'm talking to say Joe, over the All-Star break, was really tuning it up to get back to where he needs to be so that he can contribute. If he's even a close remnant of what he was in the past, that should help them. The Brandon Wright thing is interesting to me simply because I think he is a guy that Joe Johnson has the advantage. He's played for D'Antoni, so there's trust. We know when Mike D'Antoni doesn't trust anybody or somebody, in the case of a Montrezl Harrell, he won't play them. He won't play them in the regular season. He definitely won't play them in the playoffs. Brandon Wright hasn't yet to play. Joe Johnson was thrown in immediately. Brandon Wright, I need to see, because I need to know that he can come in and do something for them, and I think they need to know that too. God forbid if Nene gets hurt again or something happens to Capella, they need that insurance up front, and that's what I want to see.
And Wright can be the Capella light role, rim runner, and alley-oop. You can just throw it up at the rim. If at 30 years of age he still has the same explosiveness and springiness. I mean, he used to rim run the Rockets into oblivion.
Yeah, he killed the Rockets. The and I just want to see block shots, rebound, run the floor, that guy, and play some post defense. That's what I need to see. I'm not expecting they don't need anything from him offensively other than to be active. So that's what I'd like to see.
I just want to see him stay healthy, if I can just throw mine in. Just be healthy. That's all I care about.
Right. If we could be guaranteed right now that either Wright or Nene is healthy for the whole playoffs, well, then who cares about the other one?
Yeah.
Right. You're not going to have minutes for 3 centers.
Because I think, yeah.
And meanwhile, on the wing, I think Gerald Green stands to be the initial loser because his whole career has just been so erratic. Hey, most of his first month with the Rockets, he was a godsend, bombing threes left and right. But he's flattened out some. He's never been known to be able to stay focused and play comprehensive defense.
Not a defensive liability,
but
not.
Maybe this is his last chance with his hometown team. But, gee, if this was football, they're too deep is awesome. But there aren't minutes for all those guys. And D'Antoni's saying guys will have to adjust to losing playing time. Ariza's days is 35 minutes per game are over. But he's back now, right, from his hamstring issue. But, I mean, at the 3/4, Ariza, Tucker, Bamute, Green, Anderson, Joe Johnson. There are only so many slices of bread in the loaf to try to feed the Ducks. So, hey, Darwinism. Only the best regular minutes.
Is a loose cannon. The biggest thing about him is he's just never been a stable guy for long periods of time.
So he's the guy you take shots with if he knocks down his first couple threes. Ooh, maybe it's good Gerald night. And if not, all right, you take him out and you never see him again.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, if you want to eat healthy, you want to lose weight, you don't want the hassle of having to do meal prep, you don't want to have to do a bunch of dishes when you're done cooking all your food for the week, I have a solution for you. It's called HealthyGourmet.com. Log on right now, check it out. It's made from scratch meals that you can customize online. So if you have a specific diet need, like you want to do a paleo diet or you want to do a vegan diet, or you want to do maybe gluten-free or low-carb, it doesn't matter. All of the options are there for you. You can customize each meal. You can add carbs. You can take them away. You can put extra, you know, if you make it like their beef stew is really good, if you want to add extra beef. You can do all of that online at HealthyGourmet.com. I just had somebody ask me about that. Hey, Barry, what is the name of that company that is participating in the weight loss challenge, that's sponsoring the weight loss challenge? Trevor, it's HealthyGourmet.com. And when you get log on and do your meals for the week, make sure you use promo code ESPN975. You'll save 10% off your order to boot. If you order $99 or more, they deliver it for free. That's the kicker. You want to eat healthy. You want to make it easy as possible. How about not even having to leave the house to get your meals for the week? If you order by Tuesday, they're there by Friday. It couldn't be any easier than HealthyGourmet.com. No prep, no cooking, no driving. All the meals fresh. All the meals are filling, too. I know I've done diets in the past where I've eaten a meal. I've had to eat two of them to get full. Not with HealthyGourmet.com. I eat a meal. I add a piece of fruit at the end. I'm full until lunch or dinner or whatever meal is next. Log on today and check it out. HealthyGourmet.com. ESPN975 is the promo code to save 10%. And if you order $99 or more, get it for free. Log on. Get started. HealthyGourmet.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
We'll be right back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Charlie Pullula with us till 2, as he does on Mondays and Fridays. Otherwise, you can catch him on his show, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, on our sister station, 94.1 FM, The Sports Map, where everything is technically sound and correct on a daily basis. We were talking baseball, Charles, a little bit, and in the break, and I wanted to get your take on this, and Barry, yours as well, because we are three guys that do like baseball when most of the city doesn't.
Love it. It's my favorite.
There you have that.
You grew up here?
Did you guys hear? There's been a lot of talk about...
Are you saying I have to be a football fan because I grew up here?
Well, I would say if it was put to a vote, we had to ban all sports but one. Discounting the current state of the franchise.
Sure. I'm keeping baseball and banning everything else. Absolutely.
Well, see that? You told me there were no redeeming qualities about Barry. That's a pretty good one.
It's a half.
You? Which?
Same.
Okay. Joel?
I would think football.
You're keeping basketball?
I am.
Okay. But well, that's not a surprise, yeah. But that's good. Nick?
As the only one in the room who played baseball beyond high school.
Yeah, that does
but
surprise.
Basketball, always been your first love or the way your career
and
went?
Yeah, it kind of changed. I always played baseball better than the other sports, but loved basketball. And then it kind of changed as I got older to where I became a better basketball player too. And baseball, obviously, you can only play so long.
Right.
And so I've always loved basketball. But, Nick, what would you say?
Two-stepping? Yeah, I mean, basketball is probably...
That's your first love, right?
Well, two-stepping, number one, basketball, number two.
So if we had that vote among football, baseball, basketball...
In this town?
I'm thinking 70% football?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think if you had to, you know, baseball's probably losing by a large margin to the other two.
Now, I think that's changed in the last year simply because when the Astros win the World Series,
right,
there's people fired up about spring training that a couple years ago were like, "Meh, who cares?"
Yeah, there's people like, I can't wait to see Jose Correa on the mound this in the spring. It's like, all right, Karen.
That if we could somehow scrub any memories of anything that's happened, or we're losing the three franchises that exist here, but whatever the defining mediocre franchise of the league is. We only get one of them. We take the baseball team, the football team, or the basketball team. Yeah, I think football still wins in a runaway.
No doubt. Joel, I'm sorry. I cut you off. You were asking a question about...
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you guys. Look, there was a lot of talk coming out of the All-Star break with Adam Silver talking about trying to upgrade the playoffs in the NBA and do the seedings and you know, the conference. But now Rob Manfred is out there, and at least it's rumored to be out there, and they're talking about the fact that they're going to try and do some things with baseball. We were talking about speed of the game and everything like that. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but the crazy thing, because it's going to have ramifications, obviously, on teams and standings and records and everything like that, record books. In the ninth inning now, they're discussing whether or not the team that's trailing in the ninth inning will be allowed to put up whatever three hitter or whatever hitters they want, regardless of batting order.
What?
In the last inning.
Absolutely stupid.
I think it's stupid as well.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
The commissioner actually said that's something that might be on the drawing board?
Do they drug test the front office?
So it says, like, Major League Baseball has been searching for ways in recent years to improve pace of play and inject more drama into games. One idea that the MLB and their executives floated this week seems to be downright preposterous, but evidently it is on the tail. It says the Major League Baseball exec said no other sport has the best players sitting on the bench in the final minutes of a game. Imagine LeBron, Tom Brady, Ronaldo watching from the sidelines, helpless in the last innings of a game. Now they're throwing this idea out. It's like, it's even more preposterous than putting runners on base in extra innings to try and speed the game up, in my opinion.
Who's Ronaldo? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He would be an intern. No. We have all of our interns love soccer, but again, kind of like college basketball in this town. Fans
I'm just wondering if there was an actual baseball executive who said, yeah, why don't we noodle this around?
It says that.
So to put it in practice, the home opener, the Astros are somehow losing to the Orioles 3-2, and somehow the Orioles got through Bregman, Altuve, Correa, 1-2-3 to retire the side in the bottom of the eighth. So in the bottom of the ninth, it's still 3-2 Orioles. A.J. Hinch can say, we're going to send those three guys up again.
So it's about speeding up the game?
They think it's going to speed the game up and also provide more drama.
Add more
offense.
Goes
back to the same point about limiting mound visits. This is not going to speed up the game. It's going to slow it down. I saw a writer make the best point about all of this. The games that are pitching duels are not they're the fastest games. It's the offensive games where it's 10-9 that it takes forever.
That's a good point.
And if you're allowing offenses to put in their best players, you're just extending innings and prolonging the game.
As one of Rich Eisen's guys said when they brought this thing up on the air this morning, what happens if a guy's got a perfect game going or a no-hitter?
Yeah. Or you pull a guy because you're like, you know what, eighth inning. This is the high leverage time, not in the ninth inning. The eighth inning, I'm going to pull a guy who's cruising, put in my closer, get through the middle of the meat of the lineup, and then we'll go to the ninth inning and take our chances.
More importantly, the guy's got a perfect game or a no-hitter. He could enter the record books. It's a once-in-a-lifetime feat. He just got through the meat of the order. And, oh, by the way, here they come again.
So are there stupid ideas or is it more stupid people with ideas?
I just think...
Like I said, they should drug test the front office like they do the players.
And I'm sick of this.
This has no chance.
It's stupid.
I agree, but at the same time,
anyone, especially a baseball person, would ever come up with that.
You probably in the same book as we are too.
Let's just start back with a 1-1 count, like senior softball. That'll really speed things up.
As baseball guys,
designated runner from home.
It's the millennials, and I hate using the term, but it is. It's the younger generation that believes you have to speed the game up. The game has been this way forever. People that understand the game, we talked about it on the show. You like to talk strategy. You like you plan for the fact that if you're going to a game, it's going to be 3 hours. It's just that's the way it is. But you know what? It's an enjoyable 3 hours
if you're at the game.
Yeah, and even watching it, I don't care that it takes 3 hours.
Well, you're special. You're different.
Well, we all know that. But at the same time, that cannot be a positive all the time.
I can't wait to see Roger Goodell's next presser where he says that the NFL is thinking about using an all-time QB. And then you do in street ball when one guy gets – so when you're playing the Patriots, Tom Brady's your quarterback as well. And he just does – that would be great. That would be awesome. This is what that is, basically.
Whoever
– it's that kind of silliness.
Whoever pitched this into the circle needs to be outed.
That's true.
Now, this is an actual Major League Baseball executive.
They said at least Manfred was in the loop on it, but then they're quoting a Major League executive with the exact quote about the Brady LeBron, you know.
Yeah.
But
so still. It's not something he said himself at a press conference. It's from a source that said he said it or that it was on the table?
Yeah, it was the articles on Larry Brown Sports. Rich Eisen was tweeting about it as well. Then he had it on his show. And they're just saying Major League Baseball's been searching for ways in recent years to improve pace of play and inject more drama into games. One idea that MLB and an MLB executive floated this week seems downright preposterous.
Okay.
Or are we being myopically old-fashioned, like in basketball, where people thinking, what do you mean put a three-point line? What are you talking about? You make a basket, it's two. You can put a three-point line?
Shot
like
clock.
Some special shot behind this semi-arc thing?
It's a basket is 2 points. You don't change that. Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, but this is no. You shouldn't be able
to
just.
This is just
stupid. There's a reason there's a lineup and rules about swapping and moving and all that. You take away. Now you don't have to worry about double switches and any of that stuff if this is a rule.
First player ever to make a three-pointer when they brought the line back, Charlie.
Chris Ford.
Boom. White guy. I knew you would get it.
White guy.
Good job.
White guy?
That's the way we play trivia. Yep, number 42 for the Celtics.
I mean, I got it right too, though, right?
The white guy?
White guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, White Berry.
So I go out on a high note?
White Berry, look at you, smarty.
RoofMD and General Contracting, if you want to be a smart and savvy homeowner or business owner, if you have a roof, it just makes sense to have it checked out on an annual basis. You can get that done absolutely free from Mark Donaldson, the MD in RoofMD and General Contracting. It's not attached to any other condition. It's just they'll come out, take a look at your roof. If you get the thumbs up, great. If not, of course, they'd appreciate your business. If so, great financing options. Zero down for 12 months or a full year and a half, 18 months, or low interest, low monthly, longer term payment plans. Also work window replacement, drywall repair, fencing, painting, gutters, insulation, and of more. You can start with the free roof inspection simply by calling 832-967-ROOF, and you will be getting work from an honest, educated, professional roofer and general contractor. 832-967-ROOF. Say hey to Mark and tell him you heard it this time on ESPN 97.5.
All right, Charlie, have a great weekend. We appreciate you stopping in. We're going to continue to roll on with hour number two of the big show with 60 in the books. And, of course, a little bit more to go. My adding and subtracting on an FES.
90 books? That's a lot of books.
Anyway, we'll be back with more. This is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.